Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula. Right now, we have an exclusive interview for Enter the Chat with Nick with the Stats. Enter the Chat, sponsored by Food City.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've entered the chat with me and Tyner Flag football assistant coaches, Mr. Nigel Jordan and Miss Shayla Jordan. Currently sitting 3-1-1, the tie being against undefeated East Hamilton. How pleased are you with the team's play this year, being the second season this has ever been in Hamilton County?
Well, I'd say I was a little concerned about the season because, you know, last year we were playing in the late fall or early winter, however you want to look at it. And this year we're playing in the spring. And so that changes the demographics of, you know, what girls we would get to come out. You know, last year we didn't have any of our girls from basketball, but we had full commitment from all our girls that, you know, typically track and field athletes. This year is vice versa. We actually played in the spring. We were expecting more basketball girls to actually, you know, come out and have some conflict with our track and field girls, but we actually didn't have that happen at all. What we actually had was, I think we had 10 freshmen come out for a tryout. And all of our freshmen have never played a sport before, but they have shown a lot of potential and upside and just hunger for the game. So, yeah, I'm definitely more than pleased with what we're doing this year and what we have out there talent-wise as far as our girls.
What specifically growth-wise have you seen with your team and then other teams in the area as well that you've faced this year as opposed to last year?
I think the IQ part of our game is growing. We had a lot of athleticism last year, and we have just as much, maybe even more this year. But I will say what we have been able to capitalize on more this year, and we won't say capitalize, but emphasize more this year, is like film study and understanding concepts of football and flag football, and not just giving the girls a play and say, hey, go out there and do this. You know, we want to make sure that our girls are actually learning the game. What is an X receiver? What's a Y receiver? What's a Z receiver? Why the numbers on the left side of the field odd versus the right side of the field been even? And you know, just all these concepts and I guess knowledge that we've all learned over the years as coaches, and a lot of our girls are, again, being exposed to for the first time, but they're soaking it all up, and it's amazing to see.
For me, what I've noticed a lot is the girls with their composure during the game. A lot of our girls, like you said, this is the first time playing a sport, so the composure and the energy of the game is new to them. So being able to talk them through it and teaching them how to basically have etiquette, how to act out there on the field, I've seen such a big improvement. Not just playing, but also like understanding the plays, being college ready. And if, you know, coaches come out there and look at them, like if a college coach comes out to look at our girls, we know they're ready etiquette wise.
And Coach Shay, I want to give you a shout out. Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you run your Instagram page as well?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yes, you do. So I'm going to give her a shout out because if y'all haven't seen that Instagram page for Tyner's Flag football team, it is amazing. And you are on that every day. So Definitely go check out the Tyner Flag football Instagram page if you haven't already, because it has a lot of highlights and schedules, and you do a great job with it. So
thank you. And I also try to share like different news in flag football on the page, because there's so much things going on right now. Like right now, the IFAF Federation just named Italy their host country for the under 17 and under 12 European IFAF championship. So it's like letting our girls know that you don't just have to play high school ball. There's international competitions where you can compete and represent your country. And it's so cool. It's so much fun. Imagine being 15, 16, saying I went to Italy to play some flag football.
That would be crazy. That'd be an awesome thing to be able to say, you know, kind of a flex for your on your teammates, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, three more games until playoffs. How do you make sure your team finishes strong and that they're ready for the playoff push?
For me, it's just making sure we're looking better, or not looking, but just being a better team week in and week out. That's been the what I've been preaching all season to our girls is, hey, you know, this regular season, it's not all the marbles. You know, we're not playing for an undefeated season. We're playing for a championship. You know, and championships don't always come with an undefeated season. So for me, it's always been, let's make sure we're getting better week to week. Let's identify the things we could do better this week that we weren't as good or, weren't as sharp at executing or doing last week. And I have to say, for the most part, the girls have rose to the challenge. I think there's only been one week this season where I could say, hey, we didn't get better from last week. But other than that, it's literally been week to week. I'm seeing an improvement in our girls. And we're going to do what we need to do as a coaching staff to make sure they continue to do that as we close out the season.
I just want to see more of the parents, more of the community supporting the girls. There's so much opportunities in flag football, like just the next level of going to college. There's so many colleges that are just giving out scholarships, and like Alabama State created a flag football program for a player. Her name is Kilolo. So it's coming quick, and we just want to be able to make sure our girls are prepared and they have the opportunities to take advantage of all of the opportunities that they have in front of them. So what I'd like to see change is just more support from the community, more support from the parents, and also just the coaches working together on getting our girls into the next step, into the next level.
Yeah, definitely. And getting the word out there that there are flag football games now. I appreciate y'all taking the time and hopping on the show and doing this interview, and good luck the rest of y'all's season.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.